Thank you very much. The Transportation Committee for April 1st. As everybody knows, this is our budget process, so that'll be the big part of our agenda. I'm sorry, Transportation PJL. I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
The overview.
PJL, I knew it was. I just had the wrong page. There we go. Yeah, April Fools. PJL Committee for April. I got ahead of myself there. Item number two is approval of the minutes from March 4th meeting.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
All right, any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Item three, public comments about PJL, please. Transportation will come later. Anybody here for public comment for this committee meeting? If not, we will consider it closed. Item four is police matters budget review, and we will ask the chief to take us from here.
Yep. Sure, yeah. I'll go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
All right, Eric.
And give the overview and
what page would this be? Are we starting out on the police thing at 40?
That's correct, sir. Yes, page 45.
All right.
And looking at the bottom right of the totals, we are requesting that the budget increase 4.6%. Most of the money is in salaries. It contains the wage plan discussed at the presentation last week. And it also includes two new CSOs. And two new positions. There's going to be a third that's a reclass. Chief believes resources in one position in the department could be better utilized as a CSO. And so, if you don't mind, Chief, please explain the need for the CSOs.
Absolutely. Give a quick background on the Community Service Officer Program. It started in 1992-93 time frame. Chief Sexton at the time realized that there's a lot of calls for service that our sworn officers were doing that could be handled by a non-sworn, non-gun-carrying employee if they were properly trained and equipped. And so he introduced the program in the 90s. At that time, we had six budgeted CSOs positions that worked alongside of our officers in patrol and traffic. Absolutely invaluable. They're a workforce multiplier. Primary example of this is if there's a minor traffic collision in a shopping center parking lot. Instead of sending a sworn police officer to go work that collision, a community service officer would go and work that collision. What that did is it freed up the officer to take enforcement actions against motorists who are causing accident-causing violations, right? So it enabled us to increase our capacity on the sworn side by leveraging community service officers. They were trained to do a variety of reports. Any crimes against property, types of burglaries, vehicle break-ins, they would respond, they would take those reports, they were trained to process those vehicles for latent prints. They were housed within the traffic services because a large bulk of what they did was work minor collisions. Parking ticket was an activity that they would do. In 2013, we went to consolidated dispatch. Originally, we thought that they were going to be able to handle all of our NCIC requirements. However, there's a 10-minute hit confirmation for wanted subjects. And so, unfortunately, at that time, we were forced to take our CSOs out of field operations and put them in a records unit to staff that function because it's 24/7 requirement. Fast forward a few years, we're coming out of the pandemic, anti-law enforcement sentiment, and we're facing some pretty significant staffing shortages. So, made the decision, I had wanted to bring the CSOs back, and I made the decision to take four police positions and fund four CSOs. So that's why we're here, is to ask for funding for the CSO positions. They're now CSO level two, and they're out in the field working next to our officers, driving these nice new trucks that we have to help with traffic issues and a variety of other calls for service. So that's a real quick history of the CSO program, how we utilize them, how they help maximize our effectiveness for our sworn officers and service delivery as a whole.
Great.
And in this area of salaries and personnel and the men and women who serve our department, I'd like to note Chief has eight individuals in the pipeline to serve here at the town of Mount Pleasant. And if all of those go through, as expected, our vacancy will be one position, the police department. And so that's very good. And thanks to the chief, and certainly thanks to y'all for the support that you provided. Please flip to the next page, page 46. This is contractual services. In here are some highlights I'd like to point out, beginning with number one. Last year, you agreed on an additional allocation to the Charleston Animal Society. Here it is, $280,000. Incidentally, just a few days ago, I received the operating request from Mr. Elmore, and he was asking for the same amount of money for next year. So it's in the budget, if you're asked.
Okay.
Going down a little further, number six, mobile data terminals. We're going to be adding 45 to the police force, which will help very much. Numbers 9 and 10 are agency allocations to Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy and Wake Up Carolina. They reside here in the police department budget. Flip a few more pages to page 52.
Just a quick question, if I can, before we move on. Is that Wake Up Carolina, is that part of that opioid settlement agreement, or is this in addition to that?
It's in addition.
In addition?
Yes.
Okay, so it's another 30 other than that settlement money. Okay.
That's correct, sir.
All right.
Okay, flip to page 52, please. And I'd like to point out numbers 2 and 3, which shows a investment in protective vests. Number 2 are the outer vests at $25,000. It's a heavy extra vest. And the SWAT vests are just underneath it at just over $20,000. And so that is under uniforms. And let's go look at, if you'll flip to 121, this shows our vehicle replacements. This is going to be a little further back under capital asset fund. Again, page 121. At Chairman Ritchie's committee, we reviewed the fire department, which is the top section of this page, and the entire bottom section represents the police department, and you'll see there are 25 police vehicles programmed into the budget as replacements.
Is that just sort of a round number for, I mean, does every vehicle cost exactly $75,000, or is that sort of a...
Not every vehicle costs $75,000. It's a round number. For example, my vehicle, which is command staff vehicle, we don't put all of the same equipment in it that we would align the loss.
Right.
So my vehicle doesn't, so it balances out.
Right, I figure.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the full capital side, you're aware of the police fire training facility, the contributions going towards that. And so, Mr. Mayor, committee members, open for more questions, of course. Otherwise, we'd ask that you positively recommend this to budget committee.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to ask the same question I did during the fire committee in terms of the evaluations that were done last year for police, fire, and public services. And this is above and beyond that in terms of adding to the salaries for police personnel. And we are continuing to evaluate public services. We'll do that in public services committee. So just for the public knowledge, we have evaluated last year extensively police, fire, and public services, and this continues that. Is that not correct, Mr. DeMora?
That's correct, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
No questions?
I'd like to move that we recommend approval of the budget for the police department to full council.
We have a motion.
Second.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
During discussion, the question I ask every year, just ask the chief, does this give your department the training, the equipment, and the personnel that you need to carry out what the town has asked you to do?
Yes, it does.
Thank you very much. All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The recommendation will go to council. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That was item 4A. This brings us to item 5, judicial. Hello, Lori.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
All right. Are you taking it, or is Eric start?
Eric.
Sure. I will go ahead.
Tell us the page.
Oh, yes, sir. It's the court tab. Page 26.
Got it.
No new positions being requested. Overall budget is down 1.7%. That's mostly due to a carry forward last year that was in contractual services. It was part of our software implementation, and that's no longer necessary. The very next page shows the contract fees for our public defender. That's the number one item there, $35,000. Other than that, sir, I mean, those are the highlights. It does include the wage plan discussed during the presentation. And without any questions, a favorable recommendation.
This isn't critical, but just a question I have. Do we have a ballpark figure of how many cases our public defender actually has to handle? It's really not material to understand on the budget. But
year to date, there's probably about 25 to 30 that he's handled so far. So far, we've probably used about a third, not quite half of that money allocated.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what's proposed here for that is enough?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Are there any questions before we entertain a motion?
No, sir.
All right.
I would make a motion that we recommend full council the judicial budget.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All right. I want to say before we do vote, we all hear this from other places or people that have been to municipal courts and other places, how easily ours runs. I hear it from people who are there, you know, standing before the judge, and I hear from lawyers who practice in other municipalities. So I want to thank y'all for giving us such a great reputation for how well our municipal court runs.
Thank you
very
much.
How professional it is.
It's great to hear the positive feedback, and we're really proud of what we do every day.
Great. All right. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion carries. Thank you. This would bring us to item number six, which is legal matters. And I guess we will follow our agenda, obviously, and do the department operating expenditures, and then we'll have an executive session.
And Mr. Mayor, much like judicial or municipal court, this department runs very, very lean. There are very few agencies, if any, with the workload that we have that run this efficiently. And so that's credit to Mr. Pagliarini and his team. Not much to speak of in the budget, except what's needed to keep this department performing next year. It is up 3.5%. Most of, frankly, all of the story is on the next page in contractual services, page 33. And on 33, I point your attention to items 2, 3, and 4. The assistant court solicitor is a contract employee that provides excellent support to Mr. Grossman. That's the 38 number. And some software involving FOIA, which you heard about that volume during the presentation. And so it's those expenses that are contributing to the increase, and I feel that they're very much necessary. And we're open to any questions.
From the other day, I think I have those notes stuck in here. Our FOIA requests are what, 1,800 to 2,000 a year, something?
More than that, yes, sir. And with the new software that we've built out, we're going to be able to track that precisely.
Good.
Because this is a townwide issue that we get all of the time. So we're hoping to come back to this committee in possibly August to give you an idea of what that first year looked like.
Okay.
And projections moving forward.
Super. And if I read this correctly, our contract with our corporate counsel has a 2% every year adjustment to it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's reflected in that number. All right. Any questions or comments, or do we have a motion?
Move to approve the legal department general fund budget.
All right. We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is executive session. This would be a motion to go into executive session for an update on pending litigation entitled James N. Dearline Jr. et al. Against Commission of Public Works for the Town of Mount Pleasant and everyone else. Do we have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? The committee may take action on any item, including any subsection of any section listed on an executive session agenda or discussed in an executive session during a properly noticed meeting. All in favor of executive session for the reasons stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, we will go into executive session. Courtland? B. All right. From executive session, no votes were cast, no action was taken, and unless there is a motion to come out of what we deliberated and received in executive session, item 7 on our agenda is to adjourn. No motion? This committee meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.